More on that story in a couple of moments' time. You are listening to BBC Radio Manchester now. And let's talk about Syria, because Syria's President Assad has admitted he's in contact with the United States about the ongoing war against Islamic State. He's been speaking exclusively to the BBC's Middle East editor, Jeremy Bowen, and who met him at his palace in Damascus. The Syrian leader explained that whilst there was no direct contact between the US and his country, an exchange of information had been established.
There's no direct cooperation or link.
Direct? Is it via Iraq? That's what some people have said.
That's true. Through a third party, more than one party, Iraq and other countries. We knew about the campaign before it started, but we didn't know about the details.
And is that a continuing dialogue that you have through third parties?
There's no dialogue. There's, let's say, information, but not dialogue.
They tell you things?
Something like this.
Do you tell them things?
No.
Well, in the interview, the Syrian president also defended his regime's tactics in his country's ongoing four-year war, denying that his forces use barrel bombs on civilians. Now, Manchester has one of the largest Syrian communities in the country, and Yasmin Nalawi works for Rethink Rebuild Society here in Greater Manchester. Good evening, Yasmin.
Hello. Hi, Sam. Thanks for having me on.
Well, nice to speak to you. I mean, a lot of people very surprised to hear President Assad's voice, to hear him giving this interview to the BBC. What was your response when you heard it?
Likewise, we were a bit concerned and were also disappointed that he was given this opportunity to promote his lies and to promote his propaganda through an international forum. I think given Assad's history, he's a man who denies facts, he's a man who speaks lies, and we don't know if there was anything productive that could even come out of this interview.
We hear that quite often from leaders whose views we don't agree with, whose regimes we condemn. Isn't it important, though, to give that platform to everyone and anyone and let people make their own mind up?
Well, like I said, given Assad's history, this is a man that you cannot even agree on basic facts with. He, for example, just in the interview with Jeremy Bowen, he denied a human rights statement, Human Rights Watch statements. He denied a statement by Under Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, Valerie Amos. He said that the Human Rights Watch statement was childish. He said that her statement was unrealistic and unobjective. This is a man who you really cannot find common ground, and he's pretty much denying that there's anything even going on in Syria. I mean, he even said that he was alleging that the chemical weapons didn't even happen, that the attack in Ghouta in August of 2013 didn't occur, and that it was something else, but he just didn't know what it was. So if this is the kind of individual that you're dealing with, I don't know how productive it is to have him through a forum that's going to be broadcasted internationally.
Do you think President Assad believes what he's saying?
Well, if he does believe, then he's very delusional. That's all I can say.
There's been, hasn't there, Yasmin, this real issue of our relationship with Syria here in the UK, obviously vehemently opposed to the regime that President Assad has put out in Syria. And yet when Islamic State, when IS, when that terrorist organisation began really being active in Syria, there was this question of, well, actually, is it better the devil you know? Is the enemy of my enemy my friend? What do you think Britain's ongoing relationship with Syria should be?
Well, actually, Sam, you brought up another concern that we had with the interview, which is the timing. And this comes at a time where Western leaders are suggesting that Assad could potentially become an ally in the war against terrorism. Now, the problem with this is that they're overlooking the fact that Assad has been single-handedly responsible for creating a situation in Syria whereby terrorist organizations like ISIS have been able to take hold. ISIS didn't just come out of thin air, and it couldn't have taken hold in Syria if it wasn't for the conditions that have been perpetuated by the Assad regime for the past 4 years. So basically what we're saying is that if you want to genuinely get rid of ISIS and if you genuinely want to promote sustainable peace in Syria, then you really have to address the root cause of the conflict, which is the Assad regime.
Okay, Yasmin, thank you very much for your time today. That's Yasmin Nalawi, who's speaking from Rethink Rebuild Society, which is a non-profit organisation that works as an umbrella of the Syrian community here in Greater Manchester. BBC.